My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I want to wish all our fathers and those fathers who are listening to me this day a happy Father's Day. There was a man who was out on the golf course. He stopped another man, one of his friends, who had four other caddies with him. He looked at him and said, "Well, why so many caddies with you this day?" And the first man looked at the second one and said, "Well, it's not my idea, it's my wife's idea. She thinks I should spend more time with the kids." 2 weeks ago, on the Feast of the Trinity, I spoke about being born again. And last week, we entered into a conversation as what happens after we are born again by reflecting on the sanctity of life and all that it challenges us to be. Now we are continuing the same theme here, talking about life, particularly on this celebration of the Father's Day, life that sprouts from under our feet to the life we are walking around with in ourselves and in the lives of those around us and beyond us. Life is an incredibly sacred reality. That's how I want to call it. Life is an incredibly sacred reality through which God speaks louder and louder and louder. And we are given the choice to turn the volume down or listen to this invitation to celebrate God in all and every way possible, in all situations of life and in all things that we find in the life around us. I would like to invite you to the celebration of Christian life through these beautiful words of G.K. Chesterton. "If seeds in the black earth can turn into such beautiful roses, what might not the heart of man become in its long journey towards the stars?" Once again, "If seeds in the black earth can turn into such beautiful roses, what might not the heart of man become in its long journey towards the stars?" But then, like everyone else, we are left wondering, how can we lead a sacred and beautiful life? Tell me the how to do of it. What are the steps to become that great person God wants us to be or intended us to be? Several years ago, I visited a silkworm farm in the southern part of India. What I saw there was incredible. I watched how these tiny caterpillars created the most beautiful nature's technological miracle. Did you know that a single thread of silk up to 4,000 feet long forms the cocoon? 4,000 feet long. I did not know that. Inside each cocoon, a vulnerable pupa prepares for its grand debut as a silk moth. But then the most unfortunate thing happens. The most unfortunately, for these pupae, the cocoons are more valuable to the silk industry if the single thread of silk remains uncut. So to prevent the moths from breaking through their cocoons and ruining perfectly good silk, the cocoons are generally boiled and the thread carefully unfurled. In the most beautiful silk we use is the blood of a moth who has given life. Unless the grain of wheat falls down, there cannot be another. Unless one lays down his life, there is not love. All to say one thing, faith and life goes hand in hand with sacrifices. To give life to 1,000 seeds and bread for the other, 1,000 lives are to be sacrificed in the process. But still we are called upon to plant a seed. Knowingly, we are called upon to plant a seed. Plant a seed in your life and in the lives of those whom you love. Plant a seed that can grow independently with the power of the Holy Spirit. The miracle of life can only begin with the planting of good seeds in your heart. Life can only sprout if there is a seed to begin it from. Life can only sprout if there is a seed from where it can begin. Bread of life can only be made if there is a seed or a stem, a branch or a flower that is willing to die in the whole process. Life appears as the weakest of all in the world and turns out to be the most powerful of all. But when we look at human life, it is even weaker than other lives around us. A baby needs the utmost attention for the longest period of time than an animal, a cow or a cat or a dog. But when we direct that human life, the simplest of all, it turns out to be the one that directs the course of the world every day. So no life, particularly human life, can be discarded as worthless, meaningless, and cheap at the behest of anyone. No child, no man or woman is to be left behind on the corridors of abuse to survive. Have you heard of Jacuzzi Jesus syndrome? Jacuzzi Jesus syndrome is that people want Jesus and church to be like a jacuzzi into which they can come in and spend an hour and feel relaxed, warm and bubbly, and at the same time feel fit and trim when they get out. But the reality is, when they get out, they are hit with the same hot wind, the 115% humidity, and sticky situations of life that one needs to sacrifice time and resources on. What many are looking for is a jacuzzi Jesus, where they want their souls soothed and not stirred. Here is an unnamed writer's thoughts about our process of seeking God and living our faith. I would like to buy a $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sleep, but just enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of God to make me love a foreigner or pick fruit with a migrant farm worker. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want a pound of the eternal in a paper pack. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please, with double discount coupons, if possible. Double discount coupons, if possible. I'm going to leave these thoughts for you to reflect as I continue to talk, and I'll bring all this back at the end. I completely agree with Martin Luther, the reformer. If you truly understood a single grain of wheat, you would die of wonder, because it can change the course of the earth and all its inhabitants. So, my dear brothers and sisters, plant a seed of spiritual change and watch how it grows. God has the power to bring out the best from the smallest of all seeds in us and about us. No matter what we look like, feel like, or act like, do one thing. Sow seeds of grace around and it will sprout. You don't even have to know how they grow, because as a parable says, it grows with proper stem and stalk first, and then the head, and then the full grain in the head for it to sprout again and again and again. This finally brings down to one thing: give life, and life will generate on its own over and over and over. Do not take life away, for the power of life to bring life is incredible. If it falls down on its own, if it is self-sacrificed, let us not hunt for the jacuzzi Jesus. Let us not buy only God, only worth $3 worth of God, that only gives us the warmth of the moment and not sleepless nights and chills all around us to change the course of our lives. If we claim we are born again, then we are changed beings. If we are changed beings, then we are like the moth in the cocoons that produces over 4,000 feet of beautiful yarn, ready to sacrifice our lives for what we believe. That is love, and that is life. So in short, what is our mandate today? It is to plant the seeds and grow the spirit. Allow the spirit to work the miracle of transformation. Allow the transformation to become transfiguration. Transfiguration happens chirologically, meaning in the eternal time frames. Transfiguration begins and continues and completes chirologically. It means it happens in the eternal time frames. You are familiar with the time frames when you record something. It happens in the eternal time frames rather than chronologically. So to all the fathers today, I want to invite you for one thing. I want to invite you to this particular thought. It is said that about 15% of children go to church and lead a spiritual life because their mother took them to church. 15% return to church and live their life as in the adult world because their mothers took them. But 75% of them go and keep their spiritual journey alive because their fathers took them to a community of faith, planted a seed of faith. So today, plant a seed of faith. Plant a seed of faith, it will begin to sprout in the lives of your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they will be freed from jacuzzi syndrome. So today, I pray with Emil Gamanson. May we have faith in life to do wise planting, that the generations to come may reap even more abundantly than we. May we be bold in bringing to fruition the golden dreams of human kinship and justice. This we ask, that the fields of promise become the fields of reality. May there be enough depth to the soil of our faith, O Lord, that we may take someone to the altar as we go towards grace.